Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Listen to Raheemi Harrison Grody on the Odyssey and iHeartRadio apps.
Swift with a catch and still going. DeAndre Swift veers into the end zone.
They needed four on third down. They get 55. Toss to Swift over the right side. Big play. And now down inside the 20.
This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score on a Plumbers 911 Football Monday. It is brought to you by Busey Bank and Grey Cliffs as we break down the Bears' 25-24 win over the Commanders. Your Chicago Bears have won three straight games for the first time since 2020. You know that year that Mitch Trubisky was the MVP, as in Nickelodeon. Nothing comical about this, though, when it came to the way the Bears won. That last-second field goal by Jake Moody. And, yes, DeAndre Swift, a massive part of this. As he went, they went. 108 yards on the ground and 67 yards receiving, 55 of it. That nice explosive run after the catch for the touchdown that he had as well. We tried to figure out what we liked about this game, what we think could be a preview into how the Bears may look for the rest of the season as well. And again, I love that we're talking about the sheer basics of what can help you win a ball game when your offense doesn't necessarily click on all of the cylinders. It's not hitting on, say, a V12. It's hitting on maybe a really nice VTech 4. Are you doing everything else you can to try to win the ball game? And that's what happened. We saw good runs. We saw a scheme where the run plays worked. We saw a new left tackle try to help out as well when it came to the Bears trying to do more defined runs up the middle, downfield blocking on screen. And there's a lot to take away from when it comes to how we saw them win this game.
The biggest thing for me is not just the fact that they won this game, but that they looked so much better in doing it than they did the last time out. And we talked a little bit about the bye week and what they wanted to do out of that bye week. But also, I think there's this idea that with a new head coach, things would look different. And to see it actualized on Monday Night Football and kind of go through the back and forth of that, because like I said, when they were up 13-0, I was like, the Commanders at some point will take the lead in this game. This game is far from over. And I think Ben Johnson and his coaching staff and Dennis Allen and playing with the chess pieces that he finally had, when you talk about Kyler Gordon and even having TJ Edwards back, I think made a big difference. And I think this is why I'm very optimistic about the Bears going forward. Not just because they have lesser competition coming up, but because they look better as a football team.
There have been glimpses in the 2 years of DeAndre Swift where he has looked really good in some games. Like, we could point to a couple games last year. It's like, okay, I see what we're doing with DeAndre Swift. I want to see that continue. It doesn't have to be this dynamic. I mean, this was terrific. 14 carries, 108 yards, getting bang for your buck right there. The 55-yard reception. My favorite part about DeAndre Swift's night was that final drive where he had a bunch of carries, including a 10-yard carry and a 15-yard carry. I would like to see him continue to do that. So that's the big thing. It's like, pick up, okay, do that, and it doesn't have to look that good every week, but some semblance of it has to be built upon.
Now, if you're talking about areas where you say to yourself, this shouldn't be working this way, like, this is not something I need to see, the rain did absolutely affect the passing game, and we saw that. But Olamide Zaccheaus doesn't need to be leading this team in targets. Yeah, he led with 6 targets in this game. And if you're asking where the tight ends are, well, the targets when they all go to Olamide, you know, that leaves Colson leveling with 3 and Cole Kmet with 2. Like, that's something that I would like to see change. But we just know that the main objective, the main thing was the main thing. It was improve that running game, try to build off of it so that way you can have the formations where people may be expecting a pass and they get a run instead. There was a lot of bold calls when it came to crucial downs in the yards after a catch that they wanted on 3rd down, for example. Like, that was something that both teams seemingly didn't care about. Like, they're not necessarily scheming a guy to be ahead of the sticks on a lot of those plays, like where you get the defined 3rd down as soon as the guy catches the ball. I feel like there was a lot of, we're going to make you run for this because we think we can block it. So when it comes to that part of the observation, I feel like that's still a work in progress, too.
Well, I ask this because I look at Olamide Zaccheaus as this kind of safety blanket. It's obviously a target that Caleb is very comfortable with. And so I wonder, is this about that comfort level and just not being there with some of these other players when you talk about the progressions and the reads? I mean, I see the 6 targets, and I see what you're talking about, Layla, but does that speak more so to maybe what the design was this particular week, or is it just the constant that Zaccheaus, going back to training camp, has been that guy
for Caleb Williams? No, he's been his blankie. Like, he's been, if you wonder where all those other balls are going, ask yourself how many times he's being targeted.
Right, because it's not, they have not gotten in a complete rhythm with what ultimately they need to, and that is with the tight ends, with Colson Loveland, who I know had one, he had a 10-yard play on that final drive, right?
Yeah, Colson? But he also had the ball
catch that was
catch for the first down that
offensive
got called
interference.
Back.
Yeah, but
and there were some bad ones, like DJ Moore lined up wrong. You know, that's something. Also, we're continuing to follow DJ Moore, by the way, who had to stay at a hospital overnight in the Washington D.C. area.
Yeah, there were a few rough penalties. Yeah, the DJ Moore penalty on the Kmet first down in the 4th quarter. Already mentioned the Theo Benedet one on the illegal formation on what would have been, what was, and then turned away the touchdown to Roma Dunze. You had the Brisker personal foul. He went low.
He dealt with the quarterback, and of course you have to hit them not above the shoulders.
It's got to be between the knees and shoulders.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's a very specific target because he was coming from a side view, from a lateral around the end. He dove at him, and when you dive, you're not going to be able to control necessarily where you land on the quarterback. He landed below the knees.
I think the issue was too that on the Caleb Williams run to the left side, he gets met hard by Frankie Luvu. And it looked like there could have been a penalty there based on the fact that the momentum carried Caleb Williams out of bounds. And they always say, and Mike Florio always talks about this, that unfortunately, once you run the ball, you don't get the same protections. And Daniels, for example, was in the pocket. But that refereeing crew lived up to their reputation as being the crew that calls the most penalties per game in the league. And that's exactly what happened. But you do want to at least examine that stuff. Because if you know that you're not getting those calls, then you got to adjust. And that's something that I think the Bears haven't done well enough in the past couple of years. Like, if you are being judged to more scrutiny, you have to at least adjust to it. You know, like Theo Benedet lining up wrong, that was an illegal formation that negated the Roma Dunze touchdown. You know, there are all these little difference makers in the game where, in theory, the Commanders would have never even retaken the lead. You know, that would have been enough to have that cushion to where they wouldn't have been up 17-16.
The worst penalty to me was the DJ Moore lining up offsides because you can't line up offsides.
Yeah.
That's just something you cannot do is line up offsides.
Well, and that's a question that we had amongst ourselves was how long were we willing to put up with those types of penalties while they're still learning a new offense?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I don't know whether to chalk it up to the weather or DJ Moore's injury. Actually, that was earlier in the game. So I don't know, but I think understanding the reputation of the crew, calling more penalties than anyone else, and to survive that, I think, is another layer to why this win deserves more than 6 3/4 or whatever Grody ascribed to it.
All right, maybe I can get to 7 by the end of the show. We'll see. It's Raheemy Harris and Grody here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You want to know another game changer? Like, if we're doing game changers for bad things for the Bears, I mean, you guys mentioned the penalties and the would-be Rome touchdown. And I know we talked about this on Take the North. By the way, Take the North up and running with Raheemy Harris and Grody right now if you want the condensed version of our takes.
That it is.
Yeah. Alameda Zacchaeus in the fourth quarter on a 2nd and 16, and the Bears are backed up, and it feels like hell for the Bears. Like, they're not going to get out of this. We're going to need a big punt from Torrey Taylor here eventually. And there it was. Zacchaeus, what, about a 7-yard slant pass? He couldn't catch it, and he had, as the camera showed, nothing but Bermuda grass ahead of him.
He saw the grass. He should have been watching the football.
Yeah, that was the problem. He was running before he caught the ball.
There is that. Yes. But man, that's just like, as a watching it, it's like, ugh!
Oh, there were some really nicely schemed plays by Ben Johnson and the offensive. I'll give Declan Doyle some credit, sure. There were some really nice scheme plays by Ben Johnson and Declan Doyle in this game where you could say, yeah, if this worked, it would have made sense. But unfortunately, a lot of them didn't work. The good news is enough of them did to where we're talking about this right now.
Robbie, we take a note for Layla. Just gave credit to Declan Doyle. Get that to him immediately, that he has been credited in part.
Does he have a fax machine?
Yes. I'm not sure if he's got a fax machine.
He's under the age of 30.
I don't know how to use a fax machine.
Do you think he knows what the fax machine is?
No.
I'm actually older than Declan Doyle, and that makes me want to cry.
God. Oh, my God. And you know what a fax machine is.
I'm just a baby.
Yeah, this surprises me. Yeah.
Clearly, Grody does with his ringtone. He knows what a fax machine
is. That's how I feel about Jake Moody. I was like, he's just a baby.
Yeah, fourth little Moody walking around with his helmet on. Nobody knows who the hell he is. Hey, Jake, how you doing? I'm Mark. Good to meet you.
Also, we did have sacks in this game.
Sack machine.
That's what... Never mind.
We had... Exactly. We had Jervon Dexter get credited with 1.5 sacks. You go, Jervon.
Yeah.
And Dominique Robinson got a half a sack, and then there was a team sack. And I don't even want to talk about that whole Dominique Robinson and pass coverage thing, because if they had lost, I might be ripping on that for the last 40 minutes or so.
Does everybody get a share of that sack, by the way? Does everybody get like a little fraction? Is it like a team portion when you win a playoff series?
Is it one of those where there was no gain, so therefore it was a sack? Like, was it the RPO where, like, quarterback runs kind of, but it's still qualified?
It's a team lift, you know?
They always say, do your 1/11th, so everybody got 1/11th of a sack.
Did you say team lift?
Yeah.
Team lift? Talking about a team lift,
I guess,
seriously?
That team lift paid off.
Team lift.
I guess it paid off. Yes, it did.
Oh, my God. Didn't even realize it. Did you see? The biceps didn't look good, man. Zacchaeus looks loaded. Look at him, man.
And so I
said, DeAndre Swift looked pretty in shape, did he not?
You see those legs? The squats that guy's been doing?
They got those David Robinson arms where it's like shoulder and then nothing and then bicep.
Yes.
The opposite of the Carmelo Anthony arm. I got you. No, but
poor Melo.
It was very fatalist.
He's just out here trying to score.
I know. It's very fatalist that I thought, one, during the Zacchaeus play that you just mentioned where he drops the ball, I thought there was going to be holding in the end zone for a safety. That's just where my mind went, first of all. And then second of all, the team sack, for that to be the first sack of the game, I thought that was ominous. It's like, well, maybe this will be a team victory of some kind. I don't know. But team sack seemed very ridiculous for the sixth sack of the season.
I got a lot to ask about to Tim Jenkins, because I feel like Washington may have shot themselves in the foot with all the RPOs instead of designed runs, but I felt like that was the way to go for the Bears, so that doesn't really answer anything for me.
He didn't know how much improved they would be as far as run defense and how much more sound they would be with their guys back.
Yeah, the run fits, and frankly, welcome back TJ Edwards. because I think you really saw the difference he made. Kyler Gordon being back as well. You saw a lot more blitz look. A lot more of that because he was back. So having those two back was huge. We want to hear what you think. You heard us. 312-644-6767. We got a bunch of callers. You can join in. This is a football day here on The Score. Bears win. We celebrate with Rahimi Harrison Grody and you next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Chicago, it's Mully here.
And David Haw. We're always starting your day with the best Chicago sports talk. Mornings 5:30 to 10 on The Score.
And don't forget, if you miss the show live, you can always get us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Catch every show, every hour, every segment of Mully and Haw on demand.
It's so easy. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search Mully and Haw, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.